Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
All right, everybody. Welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. All right. I hope that those of you starting classes today at UBC are enjoying your time here. I'm seeing a lot of people around, and I guess today is the beginning of the second term of summer. So have fun. Ha ha ha. Also, yesterday marked the end of Jazz Fest in Vancouver, and I hope that you all got to see some awesome concerts. There were a lot of really great shows. I managed to see one improv set at Granville Island, which was really awesome, as well as a little bit of yesterday's Inhabitants concert at David Lamb Park, which was cool. And so choked, though, because on Thursday at the Biltmore, Fondom Tigers played with Mats Gustafsson, and I got food poisoning that night. Woohoo, couldn't make that show. And that was the one I saved up money to go to that one, pretty much. But what can you do? I mean, yeah. And now I have a cold, if you can hear. So it's like this week has just not been so great. Which is why, now here's the kicker. I'm going to be playing a 57-minute track for the show today. And this is a recent recording of The Decomposers with a guest musician, Reverend Bastien, from the Church of the Subgenius, was couch-sitting with The Decomposers and recorded a jam with them. So I'm going to be playing that, and that's pretty much it for the show. But I hope you enjoy it, and you probably will.
Oh, Thank you. Four hoes and hands that were full. Thank you. Josh Trace on guitar. So all your high notes, you can make full chords. And it's like on a guitar, the top strings are just bass notes, the bottom four you can make full chords with.
Thank you. I can do the show.
You're starting tonight. We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about